When is the last time you decided that you are perfect? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination. When is the last time you decided that you are perfect? Good thought, isn't it? We drive our cars and we say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and so be it. We expect that to be so. We fly in the airplanes and we do the same. We walk along pathways and we do the same. We do this with our body and our individual affairs all the time. Now, computers are quite ubiquitous these days, everywhere indeed, and they are in everyone's thought, in everyone's action, in everyone's home. And in many computers, people have allowed virus to come aboard. They've allowed errors to come aboard. They've allowed things to happen that bollocks up their computer. And then they wonder why they've done it. It's just like a mother who doesn't train her child with the values that the family has, and then the child goes out and acts with other values than the values the family has, and the mother says, how could you do that? Well, what do you mean, Mom? How could I do what? How could you go out and be mean to the neighbor's children? Well, Mom, they were mean to me, so I was mean to them. Just like you and Dad, you know, whenever you get angry at somebody, you get mean to them, and you don't want anything to do with them. Ooh, ooh, ooh. My goodness. Our child didn't know any better because we didn't teach him. Now, if we had taught our child that we love everyone, we find good in everyone, we don't judge anyone, we merely determine what we want to associate with, and that we associate with. So, if we had told our son, now, wherever you go, you always be yourself and have fun. You always be loving and gentle. You don't pick on other people. You don't call names. You don't do anything except to say that they're beautiful and good and wonderful, just like you are. We have the viruses that get on our computer, and we say, oh, that's terrible, that's terrible, that's terrible. But is it terrible? Or have we told the viruses, oh, you're everywhere, you're ubiquitous, you're getting everywhere, getting on everything, and we give them power to be and to do and to express, and then we get upset with them. How silly that is. Now, what we can do is to put a new cause in motion. We can say, I surround my computer with my pure white light of love. Oh, who does some silly stuff like that? Who does silly stuff like that? Who? Well, I do. I surround my computer with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. I surround my computer. I don't keep my computer from having viruses. I don't keep evil things from happening to my computer. I don't think, no, I don't empower that. I just remain in my original purity and integrity. I look at my computer and I surround it with my pure white light of love, and it is surrounded with my pure white light of love, and it acts with my pure white light of love. It acts with its original purity and integrity, what it is designed to do, what it's designed to do. Now, when a computer has a problem, what's the first thing you're taught to do? Shut it off. Turn it down. So you lose a program or two, but shut it down. And when you shut it down, the computer has built into it a rewriting situation. It recorrects itself. It reorganizes itself. It puts itself back to its original purity and integrity. Really? And when it goes back to its original purity and integrity, then you start it up again, and lo and behold, the viruses are gone. You say, well, it's not that easy, because I think that... That's right, you think they're still there, so you've empowered them to still be there. So that overrides the action that the computer is taking, because you say it's still there, it's still there, it's still there. You empower it to be still there. What a silly thing to do. Yeah, we believe in the unseen. We believe in those things that we can't see. We believe in those things that we don't know about, but we believe in them because they're principle. They are principle. I put the principle in motion. All is in divine order. I put the principle in motion. I surround my computer with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And I mean it with all my heart and soul and being. I mean it. I'm not going to allow anybody. But you can't get away with it. That doesn't work that easy. It's not so simple. Oh, yes, it is. It's just that simple. But the simple part of it is that we have in our mind only that It is the pure white light of love, and that all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and it's returned to its original purity and integrity. Returned to its original purity and integrity. It's returned to its original purity and integrity. And how great that is. You know? How great that is. Are you ready for that? My goodness, I'm ready for that. Let's join hands as we circle our computer with love and joy in our hearts and say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I surround you with my pure white light of love. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. I surround you with your pure, my pure white light of love. And you know, we turn it off. It reboots itself. It recorrects itself. It returns to its original purity and integrity. And lo and behold, there it is. Believe it or not. Yeah. I love you. I love you. I love you.